Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
That's right, Celebrity Corner, and it's one of our favorite guys.
You know that.
It's our brother.
From
what's
another
up, man?
Mother.
Michael Rappaport, what's happening? What's happening, man?
Hey, listen, man. This has been a real rocky 2 weeks for all NBA fans. I feel like I need a all-star break.
I was going to say, you sound like you've been suffering with some of those Lakers players.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, this is just, I don't even know where to start, you know, because there's so many different things. I thought the Lakers, with this roster, if they made some more additions, we're going to wind up being a problem because of the LeBron factor, Kyle Kuzma, I think Brandon Ingram, and these guys, you know, will find themselves. You know, one of the reasons why they had the setback is because on the same day they both got injured, Rondo and LeBron, and then all this chaos. Listen, it's a business, which is another thing that I have a problem with. All these young players, they you know, in all sports, whether it's Le'Veon Bell or all the NBA players, or any other athletes, they have this God-given talent and hard work, and the stars line up. You become a professional athlete. You're able to take care of your family, take care of yourself, buy cars, buy houses. All that stuff is good. Then when you get traded, you're all of a sudden realizing this is a business. What do you think? What do you think afforded you the cars, the houses, the trips, and all that stuff? You don't question it being a business until you get traded or something doesn't go your way. It's called professional basketball player, professional football player, just like the professional vendor or a professional short order cook. I don't even, like, when things go bad, like, oh, I'm realizing now it's a business. It's not 3-on-3 at the YMCA.
Right.
It's always been a business. Nothing's changed.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like, where you go, I want to grow up and be a professional basketball player.
Because
you don't
they're
grow all. Up and be just, I don't understand. Like, every, these guys start complaining and all this stuff.
Now, this sounds
I really got to say, every single year, the as the world turns crap with the LeBron James, everywhere he goes, I think is truly toxic.
He ruined the league, Michael.
Every
I told you that.
There's some crap. If
he
so
does bring drama,
and he's
there's
so
no
spectacular,
doubt.
Why does he need to customize his roster to compete? You know, you have these young players that are hungry, that are tenacious on that team. Maybe it's you that's not making them feel good. Luke Walton's a problem. David Blatt's the problem. Draymond Green is kicking you. That's the problem. As many of the good things as he does off the court, when it's time to play ball, this big, strong guy with his shoulders and he's 270 pounds, he's such a freaking manipulative baby. It puts such a bad taste in my mouth. And I would love to hear what you guys think about this. I really feel like at some point, the NBA or the Players Association, I don't know how it works, I don't know the business aspect, they're going to have to step in there because there is collusion going on. Everybody can't play in Los Angeles. And you know, you get traded. Where you get traded. That's the way it works.
Well, you know what?
It's a business. I don't understand what you're not understanding about it being a business. You're not in control of the business. Just like you guys aren't in control of what you do, I'm not in control of what I do, unless you're the big dog owner. And even usually the big dog owner has somebody on top of them.
No, so no doubt about it.
How is this going to end that it doesn't turn into a circus every year?
Well, here's a problem, and you're right from this standpoint. That's why, like, there's a draft, because you got to do something for competitive balance. And players don't understand. I really, guys don't even think about it that way, because this is what they've done with the AAU, where they pile up the players on one team Mike, they beat nobody, and then they go, well, we won undefeated in AAU. Yeah, you did, because you didn't have any competition, and that's the problem with where we are now.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, man. You know, and I mean, the last 2 weeks with the Porzingis trade, and maybe you guys could tell me how or not it benefited the Knicks. The thing that really disgusts me and put a bad taste in me about the Porzingis trade is that this clown who hasn't played in 100 days, who's 23 years old and runs like he's 89 years old, he leaves New York, and instead of just leaving with grace, he starts talking greasy out the side of his mouth. I didn't like that at all. Now, I know, you know, I'm very open with my frustrations with the Knicks, but it's like, yo, you're in the greatest city in the world, in the world's most famous arena. That's a fact. It's the world's most famous arena. That wasn't made up. And the first thing you do is post a meme of you and whatever his name is, Doncic, Vonkajic, the rookie down there.
Gesundheit.
You know, and then you're talking greasy and you're saying, oh, fans, you know, stay woke. We don't need your help. I'm going to tell you something, Broussard. I'm going to tell both of you guys something. When he comes back, if he comes back, who knows when he'll be healthy again or if he'll be able to stay healthy with those ankles, knees, elbows, and hips that he's got. And I love this guy. We all love him.
I can tell.
If he doesn't understand New York, when he comes back to the Garden next time, he's going to get a total re-education of what it's like, what New Yorkers are really like, because he's going to get fury like Knicks fans haven't put down in years.
All right, now I'm going to hit you, Mike. You asked what is the benefit to the trade the Knicks did. I love the trade for both teams. I thought for Dallas it was great because I know you're upset with Kristaps, but you know the dude can ball. And him and Luka Doncic are the foundation of a contending team in the future. But the Knicks, you got to look long-term. They created, as you know, I'm sure, they created enough space
$75 million
for two max players, and it very likely could be, I'm not saying for sure, but it could be Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Now, hear me out, because I'm going to let you rant after this question. Can KD, you saw him the other day, going off on the media for writing a story. Can KD handle New York? Because you know they're hard in New York.
You know, I think he can. I think he just did that for effect. I mean, I thought it was ridiculous. But I think he's just doing it for effect. The guy didn't even ask a weird question. I think sometimes he's just bored. And, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder. I think he could handle New York. I think, he's going to be fine. Because he balls out.
Right.
I mean,
he can play through it. That's the one thing. He can play through it.
Yeah, because and he's a good player. Right, right, right.
I mean, he's sick. And he's just, you know, it's like he's sick. I mean, he's ridiculous. And this season that he's having this year, you know, because Kevin Durant doesn't do any power dunks, you know, sometimes he'll get to the basket, he'll dunk it, it looks nice. But the majority of his points are just like old. He's like an old school scorer. The game isn't similar, but it's like Bernard King
or
George Gervin or
these guys,
or Kiki Vandeweghe or Alex Ingles. Like it's just buckets, 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 and we take for granted that he's 7 feet and how he does it. He makes it look so easy. Like and as you know, you could sit there and just be like, we take it for granted. So I think if he does come to New York, we've never had a modern day superstar like Durant, in his prime, with all the hype and all that stuff, even superseding Melo, Patrick Ewing grew into a star, but that wasn't in this you know, social media age. So I don't think we've ever had somebody who's a champion with the pedigree that Kevin Durant has ever come to in the modern era. So I think the Knicks and the Knicks fans and the press will be so happy to have him that it'll take the wheels to really fall off in order for him to not be able to handle it. I think he'll be fine. But I mean, you guys, I know you're not fortune tellers. If we don't get Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving, who at this point, I love Kyrie. Everybody loves his game. He's spectacular. But who's to say he might not bail on the Knicks the way he wasn't happy in Cleveland? He's 1 week he's happy in Boston, 1 week he's not. who's to say that might not happen there? I would love to, you know, sign him to some sort of, you know, three,
long
4 years.
So he, right.
Something, so he can't start complaining. Listen, if we get those two guys, we're in good shape. I think we got a lot of young talent that's flying under the radar right now. But this whole thing about draft picks, that don't make me excited, man. This draft pick thing is like rebuilding. I'm getting old. I'm getting sick and tired of it.
It's the Odd Couple. We are joined by the actor, the producer, the host of the I Am Rappaport podcast, Michael Rappaport.
What'd you make of LeVar Ball's outburst about ripping Luke Walton, the Lakers? They won't win a championship if they ever trade Lonzo Ball.
He's soft. LeVar Ball is soft, and that's why I think his son is soft, because he's talking about there's two things that really disgusted me. The LeBron thing is a joke. Your son isn't even better than Kyle Kuzma.
Right.
Lonzo Ball's not better a basketball player than Kyle Kuzma in 2 years. Also, Lonzo Ball has missed more games to injury than LeBron James has missed in his entire, 15-year career? So him dissing LeBron like, yo, he gets hurt by falling down. You get this kid a real sneaker deal, because he's hurting his ankles wearing those skips. You guys know what skips are.
Oh, yeah, okay? Growing up in New York, that's what we called them, skips.
Skips.
We called them buddies.
Hey, you used to buy them at the A&P. You remember that, Mike? We buy them at the A&P.
Yeah, but that was out of necessity. This dude, you know, he keeps hurting his ankle. That's because of them sneakers. But the two things that really bother me was the disrespect of Magic Johnson. If I were him, I'd be like, yo, you don't get passes anymore. Talking crazy about Magic Johnson. And the other thing, he said, the Lakers and Luke Walton turned my son into a loser. If your son was ever a winner, he couldn't be turned into a loser. If your son was really about that life like Kuzma, if your son was really about that life like somebody who's got some grit and some tenacity, he don't need any battery in his back. Lonzo Ball needs a battery in his back. You can't get turned into a loser. You're either soft or you're not soft. You're either tough-minded or you're not. You can't teach that. No coach can take that from you, especially this quick. Like, this dude, he's plugged in one game, other game he's not plugged in. He ain't no transcendent star. He's a good player. I think that, you know, he'll be better wherever he winds up going. But the disrespect of Magic and the making excuses for his son and asking to get Jello in the league, yo, Jello should be looking to work as an intern somewhere. He ain't playing in the NBA.
That's what they should get him an internship with the Lakers,
right?
in the human resources.
Yo, make him a ball boy.
Human resources.
Make him a ball boy.
He might be.
Put him in the celebrity game. Yo, he ain't playing in the NBA, and the reason why he ain't playing in the NBA is because of this dude. He thinks he's gonna run a coup out in Phoenix. Yo, I don't know about the younger son and whether he's gonna turn into something or not. But this whole, like, yo, we the big baller, we're trying to create a dynasty.
Yeah, that's
this guy's
that's
a joke. He's like, yo, I have a brand. Well, everybody has a brand. Nobody's bought. Have you ever seen somebody on the street with a pair of them whack ass sneakers?
Zero.
Not even
nobody's
Rob
wearing them.
No, I haven't seen a pair.
No, Marcellus Wiley says he wears.
Did he get a
he
pair?
He knows him though from.
Oh, he knows him from
I
way
guess
back
they,
in the
they
day.
May have, something like that.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying them.
You
coming on there talking about his water and all that? Come on, man. You're not this guy. You know the disrespect of Magic Johnson. If I was Magic, I'd be like, oh, okay, you're not coming backstage at the games. You don't get to come into the suites and all that. Buy your tickets, or your son can hook you up. We seat you with everybody else. And any other team that's looking to get this guy, yo, you need to shut it down off the top. This is ridiculous.
Well, Michael Rappaport came hard
and strong.
Bombs. Absolute bombs, man. We got to get you in the studio soon.
Yeah, one day come hang out with us for a little more time, all right?
Anytime, you know, this is my time of year.
You were heated, man.
I love the show.
No jokes today.
It
was no jokes, no fluff.
It was all
straight bombs.
No fluff.
I liked it.
The real stuff.
That's right. There you go. I like that, Rob. All right. I Am Rappaport podcast, one of the best sports podcasts out there, and it's more than sports, culture, hip-hop, all types of stuff. Make sure you check it out. I Am Rappaport, and obviously, you can see him in the movies and on television and all
that's
that.
That's right, Undisputed
Michael Rappaport.
Thanks,
Undisputed.
Mike.
All right, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dak Prescott, who is obviously the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, he is eligible for a contract extension this summer. Doesn't have to get it. I wouldn't blame the Cowboys if they waited.
No, if they wanted to stay one more year, I could understand that because they don't have to do it according to the CBA. So that's what he's working under. So I do get that. If they're convinced that he's their guy long term, then pay the man. I mean, he got you to the playoffs twice, right, in 3 years. He's won a ton of games, and they won a division twice. If you really believe that, then you should pay the man. And if you still aren't convinced, then you should wait one more year, and then you have to do it. You either have to do it or you have to let him go on his way.
Right.
So I'm with you.
But he is saying that he will not take a discount.
What do they call a hometown discount?
Home team discount from the Cowboys. He expects to get paid his full market value. He was asked, why not take a discount like Tom Brady so your team has, you know, the money to go out and sign other star players? And here's what he said, Rob G.
Nobody's wife makes as much money as his wife does either. When Tom Brady isn't the breadwinner in the home, then that's a great problem to have. So in that case, he can do that. He can do his contract however he wants to do it.
There it is. Of course, Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, she's the highest paid supermodel in the world, or has been for like 15 years.
Her salary dropped, though, right? I mean, she was making 17. She made 10 this year.
$10 million last year. But she was the highest paid for like 15 straight years.
She's got a supermodel making big bank.
So that's why he said he wouldn't take less money. He obviously was kind of joking a little bit.
Sure,
but
yeah.
I think serious, too.
But I'm with Dak on this from the standpoint that I just want what the market value is. I don't care about what your team economics are to save money for other players and all that. That's what you do. You hire a staff of people who have to determine and figure out who should get paid what. That's what they do, right? They crunch the numbers. And then because Jerry Jones just bought like yacht? $250 million or whatever. And I get it. The NFL has a salary cap.
Right.
That's what they're working on.
To me,
on.
That doesn't even.
But I'm
not
giving
it relevant.
Yeah, it is. I'm just
it's not relevant if they have a salary cap.
I want market value.
Now, if you want to, when you get to the CBA,
I want market value.
Renegotiate and say no cap, pay the players what they really are worth. That's different.
Yeah, no, but
as long as you have a salary cap.
Yeah, but that don't mean that. But yeah, there's restrictions on the number, but not my number. That's
so you're not. So now it's all about you.
It is about me. Yeah,
it's not about the team at all.
It's not about the team. It's about me. And I'm going to get paid, and nobody cares about saving nickels for me. All I'm saying is I want what the market value is. If a quarterback who has done what I've done is making $22 million, that's what I want to make. I don't want to make $42 million, and I don't want to make $2 million. I want to make what the market value is. That's what America's built on. You know how much you're worth? What someone's willing to pay you.
Well, it's not
that's
built
it.
On that in sports.
Yes,
because
it is.
The NBA players don't get their market value.
Well, but they signed up for that.
Right.
They signed up for that.
So
that's on them.
Here's what I get what you're saying, and obviously you want to be fairly compensated. But with the rules being as they are, a lot of times if you take, and I'm not saying $10 million less, but if your market value is $24 million, but if you taking $21 million or $22 million a year instead of that $24 is going to enable the team to build a better cast around you, then I see nothing wrong with that. In fact, look, it's on the person, whatever the individual wants to do. But Dak Prescott, we both know, and you know, Rob, I have been with Dak Prescott all year. I've been a supporter. I like him. I think he's a good quarterback.
I don't think he's a good quarterback.
He is not the type of quarterback that can go just anywhere and lead a team based on his ability, his arm, and all that. And if he wants to go to a bad team and make the most money he can and spend the rest of his career in mediocrity, barely making the playoffs every 5-6 years, fine. But if you want to win and still be paid handsomely and make tons of money, generational wealth, take a couple million a year less to have your teammates be better and maybe compete for a Super Bowl, make the playoffs perennially, then I say do that.
There's nothing wrong with that. I couldn't disagree with you more, and I don't think Dak Prescott.
So you don't care about winning. You just care about money.
I don't just care about money. I'm going to be compensated what's fair. And I'm not taking a – let somebody else take a discount.
If I got a great connection with Amari Cooper, Ezekiel and I are tight, what about all of us saying, look, we can all break the bank and we're going to have to go our separate ways, or at least two of y'all going to have to go. Or I can take a little less, you can take a little less, and you can take a little less, and we can stay together and win Super Bowl. How about that?
Well, how about just because you take less and it opens up money doesn't mean you're automatically going to make Super Bowl.
No, but it gives you a chance because you got better players.
I just want what I'm worth. I disagree
fundamentally. Then you just want the money. That's what you're saying.
No, I want to be compensated fairly, Chris.
What's the difference in $24 million and $21 million a year?
$3 million. What math do you take? $3 million.
What can you do in life?
I don't, Chris.
With 24
that's not
million,
the point.
What is the point then?
That's not the point then. Your pride of making exactly the most money you can make?
How about being happy?
How about winning in sports?
Why
don't they charge $3,000 for a box apartment in L.A.? Because they can. That's why they do it.
That's a sorry reason.
No, but I'm saying.
You don't do something just because you can.
This whole idea, I mean, Chris, in your life, you're good with that. You could be the guy to take the $3 million
less. Because there are some things more important than money.
I'm not doing it. I'm not taking a nickel less. I want what I'm worth, and they'll pay me, or I'll go somewhere else.
And you go somewhere else, and
it's not automatic if I go somewhere else.
Let me keep it this way.
If I go somewhere else,
let me bring it home to you. You're at Fox. You've been at ESPN.
Oh, here we go.
No, seriously, I'm gonna bring it home. You're at Fox Sports. You've been at ESPN. What if some radio, like we're on over 300 stations.
Yes.
And what if some company that you wouldn't really get much exposure, you know, you'd be on very few markets. It's not close to what FS1 or ESPN is, but they're willing to pay you 2/3 more than you make it right now. Would you do it just because you're going to get that money? I mean, maybe you would, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm just Chris.
But I'm a person that has turned down more money.
No, I ain't.
Because I was happy where I was. I knew the exposure I was getting, and I was content where I was at.
I'll be honest. I never turned down anything making more money.
So you would leave.
It depends on where the company, and I have to do my research about it, but it would have just depend. This was always the thing with sports writers. The difference in our jobs when we change papers, is basically the only thing that would change is the phone number. This is before the internet. You know this.
Right.
The phone number you would dial to send a story in. So I'm covering the Knicks, and another paper comes and says, we want you to cover the Knicks, and the only thing that's going to change is the phone number you send the story in, and we're going to give you $15,000 more. I'm just saying.
I mean, you were at New York Newsday. We can stick with newspapers. You were at New York Newsday. If some local suburban paper that didn't have nearly the circulation as Newsday had but was going to double your pay, would you go there and nobody's seeing your stuff anymore, but, hey, you making tons of money?
It just depends on the circumstances.
And Newsday was paying you. But see, you were like, it's bottomed out. My point is I'd rather be making $21 million.
But that's not the choice.
I'd rather be making $21 million with a team that can make the playoffs every year versus making $24 million with a team that has hardly any hope
Chris,
of making the playoffs.
But Chris, here's the problem with what you're doing is you're giving me more money only with the team that can make the playoffs, and then you're saying, I mean, less money with the team that can make playoffs and more money with the team. What if I go to another team, right, and make the playoffs,
$3 million
more.
I'm cool with that.
That's what I'm saying.
But the problem is this.
It's not about him going anywhere. It's not a free agent.
The problem is that most teams that pay their quarterback these huge amounts of money are struggling because the quarterback's making too much of the payroll. Matt Stafford, one of your favorites, Stat Padford. Aaron Rodgers this year. Matt Ryan. What do they have in common? They didn't make the playoffs, but they all break in the bank.
Yeah, but Matt Ryan went to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl.
And then they got paid.
But they didn't get,
and they ain't been back since.
No, but they didn't get paid, though.
Kirk Cousins.
They get paid for what they've already
done. No, that's not how you're getting paid. This isn't baseball. You're thinking baseball.
Aaron Rodgers got paid. We're talking about football. That's not the case.
Aaron Rodgers got paid because they think he's going to do damage going forward.
But he also did damage and wasn't making that much before
Have they made the Super Bowl since he got paid?
No, but it doesn't mean that he won't, though.
Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo.
We could disagree.
That's all I'm saying. No, you just said it's not.
I don't buy into the whole notion
of
taking,
taking a pay cut.
Why should I?
Nobody's saying take a pay cut.
I'm going to take less than what I'm worth because
they want to give the money to somebody else.
I'm not doing that.
No, it's not like Ezekiel. I'm saying, oh, Ezekiel, you break the bank and I'll take the sacrifice. I'm saying all of us make the sacrifice so we can stay together and compete for the playoffs every year.
It was just like, you know what? This isn't what he said when it was Steph Curry when they asked Kevin Durant to take a pay cut so they wouldn't have to pay the tax. He said, no, but Steph Curry deserves his $40 million. But it was okay for KD to take a cut so that they could keep the team together. Why didn't Steph Curry take a cut?
Steph Curry had played on a
cut. No, but I'm asking
Steph
you.
Steph Curry was making $11 million but as a two-time MVP.
Yeah, but he should have because that's where he was drafted. He wasn't drafted.
No, it wasn't on his draft. It was his second contract.
All right, but that's what
he... 4 years, $48
million. What? But that's his fault, right? He signed that deal.
Well, he was coming off injuries, but they knew he had played several years.
They asked Kevin Durant.
Lowest market value.
But Steph made $40 million. Why couldn't Steph
Kevin
give up
Durant,
some money?
They're not going to ask him to take a pay cut this year.
No, but they did the other
year. Steph took a pay cut once. Durant could take it once. That's fairness.
There's no fairness. What? And the owner
That's all right.
Then is
go, a billionaire. Go to the small. Look, it's
fine. It ain't
fine.
About going
you're
nowhere.
You're not wrong.
I just disagree. Okay.
And I just, it's I'm not
I'm
a
not
guy.
That guy.
I want money. I want money like everybody else.
No,
I need money like everybody else.
I want a fair
but
share.
But I don't need money.
I want a fair
That's
share.
That's the difference.
I want my fair share. Money ain't what gives me happiness. No.
And if I'm filthy rich either way, then heck. You know, I'd rather be happy than make exactly as much to the nth degree as I can.
But if I make exactly to the nth degree, maybe I'm happy because of that.
That's
my happiness.
That's cool.
Your happiness is different.